Okay, here's an opportunity to play doctor. A 50-year-old woman complains of low back pain. Her medical history discloses no firm clues as to physical diagnosis, and her exam is unrevealing. The doc orders an MRI, which is read as normal. So the doc tells her, well, maybe it's stress. He prescribes muscle relaxants and pills for pain. The cost of the whole adventure adds up to $3,000. The patient enjoys some relief for a couple of weeks, and then the pain returns, leading to additional medical appointments. While the doc suspects the woman is stressed, he hasn't asked about her life. He doesn't know that this woman has been caring for her sick, aged mother for months around the clock. Had he asked, she would have said, I'm glad to take care of my mom, but it has been a burden. I feel like I'm carrying the world on my shoulders. Now, having heard more of her story, what's your diagnosis? Is this woman suffering low back pain of unknown origin? Or, like her doc, do you suspect stress? Or do you focus on that stress more precisely, say living with a spine-crushing burden? Achieving this finer diagnosis is not only crucial, but actually good medicine. It's good medicine because, first, it alerts the patient to the possibility that her painful back and caring for her mom might actually be not two stories, but a single one. If she sees it that way, she'll likely review her options, which can be numerous. Of course, she can walk out on her mom, but she can also choose to take more intensive care of herself and ask for help and support. And listening is also good medicine because it's effective. It can result in life examination and healthy change rather than perpetual medical visits, tests, and medications, not to mention ballooning expense. But in mainstream healthcare, listening is not yet the gold standard. A doctor friend told me he considered himself a good communicator. I tell my patients everything, he said. I go over their diagnosis with them in understandable terms. I tell them how their medication works and what sort of side effects they might expect. I tell them to call me if they have any questions. Indeed, he is thorough. Thorough, that is, about what he expresses. He said nothing at all about listening. One of my finest teachers in medical school, Dr. Elsie Georgie, rest her soul, said, listen to your patients well enough, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on. This is Dr. Jeff Kane reminding you that it's genuine health care only when people matter.
Jeff Kane is a physician and writer in Nevada City, California. His latest book is Healing Healthcare, How Doctors and Patients Can Heal Our Sick System.